Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, welcome back to The Shift.
All right, welcome back to The Shift. It's different locations than normal.
Yeah, where are you?
I'm in Torino, in Italy.
Okay, lovely.
And I'm here because I'm visiting my little cousin Bella, who's kind of more like my niece, like we have like an uncle-niece relationship, and she's here studying, she's in circus school, actually.
Oh my God.
She's studying, she's into the silks. You know, you ever see these people with the silks hanging out of the ceiling?
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
She does that.
She's studying, I think, various aspects of circus performance. And she's in like a feeder school for one of the more high level circus schools. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. This is her first semester here, so I told her I'd come over and visit her. And we went skiing today. When I say we, I went skiing. She just hung out in the mountains. She didn't want to try it out. So I had a great day. I'm tired now, but I'm not complaining. You can't complain after a day of skiing.
No,
and say
Instagram
that you're tired, you know?
Great. They look so nice.
Oh, you saw the stories?
Yeah.
Yeah, so what was I going to say? Actually, you know what I got to do? I wasn't sure if I had the right headphones in. It was great. I like hanging out with Bella. She's like I don't know how to describe our friendship. It's nice though, you know, it's like deeper than a friendship because we have kind of like uncle-niece connection, you know, it's nice, you know? So I have a funny story about Bella.
Okay, I'm excited.
Do you want to hear it?
Yeah, absolutely.
First, let me ask you, how are you? I feel like sometimes I just come out of the gate like yapping away. So before I tell this story, how are you?
I'm fine. I'm in my pajamas. I have been.
You're in your pajamas?
Yeah. Well,
it's nearly 3 o'clock.
I know. Firstly, it's snowing outside, so that's okay. But I also got
That's right. You guys are getting a polar drop or something.
I'll have to get dressed. I have a show tonight, so I'll have to get dressed at some stage. But I got sick after Thanksgiving, so so I've been kind of getting over that, which is, you know, fine. It's kind of nice to get
but
sick.
But you didn't get sick from eating too much at Thanksgiving. You just picked up some sort of bug.
I thought it was, I didn't eat much on the day because I was feeling unwell, but I thought maybe I was like, maybe I got food poison, but then nobody else got sick. And then a few of my friends have said they've had a stomach bug. So I think that's what it was. But then I listened to Carolyn on the anxiety episode and she said sometimes you get sick from anxiety. So I was like, maybe I just have anxiety again.
No, a lot of people have had that stomach bug in America.
And it was horrific, like, because I hate vomiting. Like, one time I had food poisoning and I wouldn't let myself vomit for like 7 hours, which I would have been a lot better if I had of. But, I hate it. So I was really now sort of shakes and everything and, you know,
I'm convinced that in the States there's more tummy bugs.
Yeah, well, I've gotten sick more over here than I have in my whole life. So
there's more tummy bugs for sure. Like, was it 24 hours and it was gone or what?
Yeah, and then, yeah, because by Saturday night I was feeling much better, but I just kind of took, I was still feeling a little weak yesterday, but I just kind of took the day just to relax. So
yeah, really hashtag weight loss though, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know. No, I am.
Yeah, baby.
I already apparently I hadn't seen my family in a really long time, the family that live over here, and they were all like, you're too skinny. So maybe I don't know if I need to lose any more weight according to them.
Don't listen to that. You look fine.
Thanks. But yeah, so my weekend, it was actually nice. I was like, not that I ever want to be permanently ill, and I'd never wish that on anybody. But you know, when you're like running around doing a lot and you're doing shows and you're working, sometimes getting sick, it's not nice to get sick, but it's nice just to slow down for a second. Like,
yeah, it's your body telling you. People love to say that. It's your body telling you you need a rest. It's like, shut the fuck
up. No, it's nice. Yesterday I just watched a movie. Someone asked me to do a last minute show and it was snowing. And I was like, usually I'd be always like, yes. But I was like, do you know what? I need to rest. I'll do it another time. So I felt great watching.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
So you recharged. You recharged for our conversation.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel, yeah, it's good to actually talk to someone now, because I've been talking to someone in a whole day and that's rare for me.
So my funny Bella story is, you know, the Period Sex bit is now up to 3.2 million views on Facebook, which, you know, I'm very happy about. And Bella gets a lot of messages because Bella is an inspiration for part of that routine, because in the routine I say I stopped doing the period sex routine because crowds get uncomfortable. And the reason why I started doing it again was my 15-year-old niece walked out of the bathroom and said something really open about her period. And I was like, oh my God, Bella, like, that's too much information. And she was like, why? Why, do, you know, and, you know, so then I sort of exaggerate this rant that she went on, basically saying, like, why do all the guys in school, you know, talk about shitting and farting and jerking off and that's fine. And then I mention my period and they're like, oh my God, that's disgusting. Like, what is so disgusting about 25% of my ovulating life? Why do I have my period? Like, oh my God, I forgot. Is it for the existence of humanity? Right. So that's like gets all the ladies going in the crowd.
Yeah.
And, but here's the true story behind what actually happened. It was backstage in Vicker Street in the green room about, it was like, I guess nearly 4 years ago now. And Bella was coming to watch the show and hanging out backstage. And she actually walked out of the bathroom. Right. And like very quickly there was a smell. So I was like joking around. I was like, Bella, you take a fucking shit in my green room? And she was like, no, I didn't take a shit. And I was like, it was a fucking smell. And she's like, well, I have my period. So I was like, oh, fucking Bella, that is fucking disgusting. But I wasn't shaming her about her period. I was just thinking, God, I just didn't want to associate that smell with periods. And but her response to me going like, oh, God, Bella, too much, was like, why? What's the big deal? And she started telling me about how every time she talks about her period in school, the guys give her a fucking hard time. And that became that rant, right? Now, I did exaggerate the rant a little bit, but the story is 100% true. So today we're driving in the car and I was saying like, Bella, you want to see the comments that are coming in on Facebook about, you know, your little bit in the period sex routine? You know, you're like a hero to all these women on my Facebook. And I said, you actually remember the story, you walked out of the bathroom and I was like, fucking hell, Bella, like, did you take a shit? And she was like, yeah, I remember. Because the thing was, I actually did take a shit and I was so embarrassed that I had left a smell that I thought it was better to blame it on my period.
Oh, God, I love that. That's amazing.
I was fucking dying because, I mean, like, I just think, I think a lot of people can identify with that, the sort of like the shame of leaving a fucking shit smell in the bathroom, even though there's nothing you can do, is there? Just fucking, you're taking a dump, it's going to stink. Yeah. No?
No, that's it. You got to wait so, in the bathroom for a while.
I just thought it was funny because years ago, like really long time ago, when I was still like drinking and stuff, myself and my buddies, I mean, I was like 18, were in a dorm room in NYU hanging out with these girls, you know, during the summer, like, when I was back in the States, because I was living in Ireland at this stage. And I was not comfortable, you know? Like, I didn't know that they knew them. And, like, they lived in the States. I was always never as confident when I would come back to the States. Like, I wasn't as sure of myself as I was in Ireland. So I was just, like, not that comfortable with these people. Like, NYU college students. They just seemed very different to me, you know?
Yeah.
And, but I fucking had, I didn't have a great stomach that night. I just had to use the bathroom like a few times, which I was very embarrassed about. So every time I walked out of the bathroom, I would deliberately like rub my nose So if anybody was like, this guy's going to the bathroom a lot, they would think like this guy's taking coke, you know?
It's so funny that you would rather have people think you're taking coke than shitting.
I know, but the funny thing was that the girls said it to my friends. They were like, yo, I think your friend has a fucking coke problem. He keeps going to the bathroom to do coke. And they were like, no, he doesn't do coke. And they're like, I'm telling you right now, he does. He keeps walking to the bathroom up in his nose. So we're on the way home, like on the subway or a taxi or whatever. It's so long ago, I can't remember the exact story. And eventually I was like, dude, I was so paranoid. Like I had fucking, you know, I had diarrhea and I kept on using the fucking bathroom. So I was deliberately like rubbing my nose so they think I was doing coke. And they were like, fucking hell, we were fucking defending you.
Oh my God.
They were like, no, wait a second, he doesn't fucking do coke. That's what I wanted them to think. So it was very successful.
Yeah, it's great. Now there's, that's so funny though. I wonder if those girls ever go to your show at the Cellar and be like, isn't that the guy who was doing all the coke that night?
I don't think so, man. That was a long, long time ago. These were like wealthy. They were just like wealthy Americans. At that time, especially, I just was like not comfortable. You know, I wasn't buying it anyway. I wasn't buying their identity, you know?
Yeah.
So anyway, the anxiety app went down well. We got a lot of great feedback.
Yeah.
It's a double bubble because Caroline Foran was getting feedback for the thing I did with her. She put up on her one. So there was a lot of positive feedback.
She was great. I loved listening to her. She made me feel a lot better about certain things. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just something she said about like how she needs 10 hours sleep and she would feel guilty before. But now she's like, I just need to sleep. I always feel guilty when I sleep a little extra. So it's just a little thing. But I was like, oh, yeah, actually, do you know what? Just need to be nicer to yourselves and stuff. So I thought, yeah, and there was other things she said as well that I was like, oh, that makes a lot of sense. So, yeah, I'm glad we had her on. Glad she did it.
Yeah, my only regret was that I didn't split it into two apps.
Yeah.
But, you know. That was my fault. No big deal. So you because I don't want to. We're not going to revisit anxiety today. Not that we're dismissing its existence, but we did cover it quite. We had quite a substantial amount of stuff on anxiety in last week's ep. However, as a sort of a follow on to jump into something a bit more lighthearted, but at the same time inspired by the anxiety ep, you got a few guys messaging in after the anxiety ep saying they have a lot of anxiety about. Hitting on women, right?
Yeah, lots of guys messaged in. Most of them, that was it, that they have anxiety asking women out now, that they don't know how to do it without, they don't want to seem like a creep. And then, but how should they do it? Should they do it to their face? Should they message them? What's the appropriate way? That they get so anxious about it that they just never ask them out. And it was very similar stories coming in.
Really?
Yeah.
And let me just ask, like, you're getting these stories in, but this is the age of Tinder and Bumble and Hinge.
Yeah, these are...
I don't get how... Like, where are they in these scenarios where they're like, traditionally asking a woman out?
Like, from what I gathered from the message was these are women that they meet in real life. It's not an issue with the...
Oh, right.
Yeah, it's not an issue with the... There was a few girls who messaged saying they have an issue with asking guys out first on online dating. But from what I got from the messages from the guys was these are girls they know in real life. That they find it harder.
All right, well, that's two good subjects.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, it's harder nowadays, isn't it? Like, you know, there's not as much of the asking people out in real life.
Yeah, no, exactly. Like, no one asks. No one.
So I have to go back in my mind to think. I want to get into, like, pre-stand-up comedy days. And... I was to say it's hard to ask somebody out cold.
It really.
But let me ask you this. Do you think it's just to go up and ask a woman like, can I get your number? Or is this actually like somebody they know?
I from what I gathered, it was someone they know. But I think as well, one guy was saying even going up to a bar, he doesn't want to seem like he's like invading their space or being creepy. So I think it's like good that people are more alert, but I think it's actually for these guys, they're like, I don't really know how to do it now. Like,
So are they suggesting that in the Me Too era that it's like you got to be a little more cautious?
No, they didn't necessarily say that, but I'm just wondering. I don't know. Maybe it's just because people are so used to just asking out online that they just they don't have to ask out. It's like the first time.
Well, the truth is, it was never fucking easy.
Yeah, you're right.
It's not easy to go up and ask somebody out.
No, and I think as well.
You know, you could.
I was just going to say, I think if you think about it like this, like if you do it and and you get rejected, that's fine, and you just walk away. I think the only worry of being a creep is if you keep, like, I have guys who I'll have said no nicely, and then they might keep messaging me, and I'm like, okay, well, that's bordering on creepy. But if I guys,
yeah, but I wouldn't worry about the creepy part. Yeah, the creepy thing is not.
I think that's in
the
there.
The creepy thing is.
Well, I was just going to say, I think that's a way of already letting yourself fail. So you're like, oh, she'll just think I'm a creep, or she'll just think I'm annoying. To be honest with you, if people ask me out, I think it's such a compliment. I'm like, oh, I'm hot. So, like, I think you're just giving yourself reasons not to do it now because you're just so nervous.
Yeah, I mean, it is nerve-inducing. It's embarrassing. It brings up a lot of fear. It does all those things. The only thing is that the negative, the sort of negative of it, the other side of it, even on a negative result, is never as bad as you think in your head leading up to it, you know? And it is just a case of having to take the plunge and go up to somebody. Now, I have to say, I am not great nowadays in sort of knowing the best way to do it, you know? It's hard to just do it super cold. I mean, it's a little bit easier if you think that somebody has been giving you a bit of a look, you know?
Yeah. Like, I think the best way to do it is kind of casually. So let's say if it's someone like that you're friendly with, but you're not like friends or something. Like, I'm just some girl you fancy that's friends with your friend. Just being like, hey, do you want to grab a drink sometime? And then that way it's not like, hey, let's go for dinner on a date. It's just like, hey, let's hang out. And then you can kind of feel the vibe when you're just hanging. Like, I think saying let's hang out sometime is like, and then if they're not interested, they'll just go, oh, I'm just so busy at the moment. And you're like, grand.
Yeah, yeah, because if they reject you, it's not the end of the world. But I mean, that is really it. Like, once you're beyond your mid-20s, it's not, it is pretty acceptable to just say, do you want to get a drink sometime?
Yeah, I've asked guys out, but I haven't in a while. And okay, let's say I've been rejected twice, and then the other times it was fine.
To their face?
One I messaged, this was years ago, it was like 4 years ago when I was here a year, and I messaged him on Facebook and I was like, would you like to grab a drink sometime? And he goes, if it's just as friends. And I was like, no, it wasn't, but thank you.
If it's just as friends.
But it like turned out that like we actually have known each other for a few years now, and like I do not find him attractive at all now. I'm glad that I kind of, when I got to know him properly, like he's a nice guy and stuff, but he wouldn't have been, so that was worked out well in the end. And I'm definitely not his type now that I've seen the ladies he has gone out with. So I'm like, ah, that's grand. It's not like, yeah, I didn't take much offense to it. Like I stayed friends with him. I actually ended up being good friends with him afterwards, but I guess it's just how you handle rejection or whatever. At the time I thought it was kind of funny, and it got me over.
Well, the great thing about rejection is it passes no matter how fucking horrible. I mean, I've had so many horrible rejections in my life, you know, they always pass.
This is it, and it gets you over your crush. Like, that's the thing, you could be pining over someone for a while. At least if you ask them out and they're like, oh, I'm seeing someone, or I'm not interested.
Now you know.
And it's never like a personal thing to you. You just might not be their type. There's loads of nice guys that I know that would like slip into my DMs, and I know them, but they would slip in. That's kind of an easier way for them to do it. And they might be like, look, would you like to hang out one-on-one? And I'd be like in my head, I'd be like, oh, they're so nice. It's just not my type. And it's no offense to them, because they probably should be my type. It's like usually a nice guy. But yeah, it's just, you know, and I'm still friends with them, so it's grand.
But I got to be honest, I'm really a big fan of sliding into the DMs.
Yeah, I think it's great.
I mean, I think that's where most of the asking out is going on nowadays. And I know it's a bit of a cop-out. Like, I've had a routine about that before, about, like, rejection. You know, that rejection used to be more difficult because you used to have to do it more, like, face-to-face. And that was more difficult. But that is also more awkward because there's more menace. Not menace, but, like, it's just a little bit much for the woman too, you know?
Yeah.
So it is just a gentler poke you know, the Facebook poking. I think that's what poking was meant to be originally. But, you know, like, I think sliding into the DMs is a good way. And maybe some people will disagree, you know. I think this is the type of stuff where loads of people like to message afterwards. But I like a slide into the DMs like, hey, would you ever fancy getting a drink? Oh, because
I agree.
It's so easy for the person to reject as well without it being too awkward, which is like, hey, just, you know, I'm just really busy. Just, I doubt it. Or sometimes people will say, like, I'm really busy at the moment. You know, maybe after Christmas. That's a rejection. I mean, there's like, I guess it's important to know when is it rejection and when it isn't. You know, I mean, I think if she or he is into you, the response will be pretty direct. Like, hey, yeah, I'm free next week. Let's pick a day.
Yeah.
Then I think there's some where it's a bit like, not so sure. They might say something like, yeah, you know, that'd be cool. Like maybe sometime in the future, not too bad. But if they give you like a time in the future that's like quite far away, I think it's no good.
I have had a situation recently where all of my girlfriends were telling me to ask this guy out that I liked. But I don't know. I just didn't feel comfortable doing it, even though I've been okay. I guess before as well, when I asked the other guys out, I was just kind of like, I fancy them. But I actually think this guy is a nice guy and I like do like him. So maybe that's why it's a little harder. But that was like months ago and I just never did. And I know his friends were talking to me recently and they were like, so you have a bit of a soft spot for such and such. And I was like, oh my God, is it that obvious? And they were like, yeah, it's so obvious. And I was like, oh my God, I'm mortified. And they were like, it's obvious to everybody bar him. And I was like, what do you mean? They go, oh, because he texted us the other day saying he was going to ask you out. But then he was talking to you and he was like, oh, no, she's just nice to everybody. Oh, it's not just me. And then they were like, it is you. She's extra nice to you. And then he was like, no, I don't want to make her feel uncomfortable. It's weird. I'm just not going to ask her out. And then they were like, so now you have to ask him out. And then I was like, no, this is already, it's too much pressure now.
So what are you going to do?
I don't know. I haven't, well, I guess that same night I was with them, he messaged me being like, do you want to come out? Like there was a group of them out and I was already with his friends. So I was like, sure. And we all went out, but I'd had a bit too much to drink. So I left without saying,
Yeah, but he already asked you out then, basically. He's already made the move. Why don't you just message him back and be like, hey, do you want to meet up in like a less chaotic scenario?
Okay. Well, because I had sent him my number that night and I was like, okay, I'll probably come down. Here's my number. And then I went down and I hate being drunk. So like I'm a grand drunk, but not around someone I fancy because I'm like, what am I going to say? So I just left and I didn't even say goodbye or anything. I just like just went home. And then the next morning I was like, oh, that was a bit rude. So I was like, hey, sorry, I was a bit too drunk. So I just left. But thanks for a great night. And he was like, yeah, you too. And I was like, okay, cool. Bye.
So that's it?
That was it. And it happened. I never.
Just fucking be direct about
okay,
it.
Okay, yeah, I know. It's now because like it's so easy for me to be like, yeah, just ask them out. And then when it's me, I'm like, I'm just going to ignore them for 6 months. And okay. Yeah, I will. And then everybody who listens to this, you also have to ask the person you like out too. So we all have to do it together.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a pity this guy just doesn't do it.
Well,
but
that's
just
what
do
I was
it.
Thinking.
Because now you know that he's into it, you know?
Yeah, like, well, because I was like, maybe it's friends. You know, because you get, look.
What happened to fucking, I'm deleting all my apps?
I deleted all my apps.
The guy that deleted all his apps?
Oh, he's in Egypt. He still texts me.
Okay. So that's still brewing along. That's on simmer.
Yeah, I just can't get over. It's so funny, like, how you fixate on one thing. I just can't get over the I deleted my apps line. Every time he texts.
Nobody can. Loads of people said that to me.
People said it to you?
Yeah, like people that listen, people I know that listen, you know, like same. In conversation, they'd be like, I fucking deleted all my apps. What a fuck.
Everybody at the comedy club, because I told them all, every time I go, they're like, deleted all my apps. Like, I know.
I deleted all my apps. Jesus
I know,
Christ.
So I just can't. And then...
well, just get over it, you know. I mean, if he's still messaging you, it's all right.
Yeah, look, and I just don't even know. I'm fancy the other guy more, so I'm like, oh, I probably can't. But sure, look, you just don't really know what's going to happen. So just keep your options
open. But sure, look. Just keep your options open. Sure, look. You never know, sure, look. You know the way it is.
But it's funny how, like, sure, look. You will make excuses. So let's say, like, when the guys were like, and these are his best friends, and they're the nicest guys in the world, this group of guys. Like, just lovely lads. And when they were telling me that, in my head, of course, I was like, oh, they're only saying that now because they want to set him up with a nice woman. He probably never said that. So you're very, like, people are very quick to, like why would they? They're not going to fucking lie to me. They're not going to just make up this shit.
All right, we might as well admit that the batteries ran out, which I knew was a potential possibility. And because I'm in Torino, I actually had to walk, like, 15 minutes to a 24-hour Carrefour. And then in this 24-hour Carrefour on via Madama Cristina, there was a super long queue because Italians don't fucking do organization great.
They're relaxed. They take their time.
Yeah, so it took me quite a long time. So it's now been like 40 minutes since the last thing that we said before we began this sentence, which I can't remember. Yeah,
I do. You said I was talking about potentially asking someone else out. Oh, because I was saying sometimes when you want to ask someone out, you'll kind of like make up excuses not to. So like when these guys came to me and they were like, oh, you know, he told us he fancies you and he was going to ask it out. In my head, I was like, oh, they're probably just saying that, which is like, why would they lie? But it's like, I think a lot of people do that, you know, you'll put up like barriers so you don't have to, because you're just like, oh, I don't want to be embarrassed. Don't ask them out. So you'll just make up excuses. That's it. That's the point I was getting at.
Yeah, you're setting yourself up for failure so that you don't bother doing it.
Exactly. You're like, I'll just leave it.
Yeah, but I think, you know, in conclusion to anxiety about asking people out, you just have to do it. You know,
I think you're right. I think you just have to do it.
You know, our top three recommends are sliding into the DMs, asking somebody if they want to go for a drink, or, you know, mentioning it to their friend. But, you know, I think I think when you know somebody, I think when it's like a know somebody situation, I do think it is a little easy to check in with somebody, because if it's in your circle, then you can check, you know.
I think that's a great idea.
Because you don't want to fuck up you don't want to like make it awkward in the crew. But I don't really think that's what these people are talking about, though.
I think it's more just doing it in real life. I think I gathered from the messages it was just anything real life is way harder than online. Like going
Rejection to your face is a fucking, it's tough.
Yeah.
But it builds character, man.
There was one message and he said that anytime he's fancied friends, he hasn't wanted to. Oh, he's just gotten so much in his head about it that he ended up just being friends with them long term, because he was just like,
it's it can be tough though, that scenario. It really can, you know?
Yeah, it can, of course. Absolutely.
Which we're going to talk about in a minute. But before we do that, can I just say that's what was great about the slow set. The slow set used to create.
Oh, yeah.
A slow set used to create the scenario where you knew that this was the time for the next three songs. It was very acceptable to just walk up to somebody and say, will you dance with me? And then you would be up there slow setting and like, you know, there's a pretty good chance you're going to snog on the floor.
Yeah.
I tell you, man, getting rid of the slow set. I mean, Tinder is a decent replacement for a slow set. You know, it's like multiple slow sets in a 10-minute swiping session, but you can't. I tell you, I miss the old slow set days. Do you remember slow sets?
Well, you're gonna give out to me for saying this. No, I don't remember them. Like, I remember them in teenage discos, but I remember the reason why I said, oh yeah, is because I remember my grandmother saying that's how she met my grandfather, was the slow set on the dance floor.
That's right, baby.
Yeah, so, but it's a little.
But you still had slow sets at teenage discos?
We did at teenage discos, yeah. That's how you'd get the shift.
But the slow sets were beyond teenage discos when I was growing up.
Yeah, no, I don't remember.
But they're gone now.
Yeah, but you just get, you know, like at home, you just get drunk and smooch someone and then.
Yeah, the new slow set is like a dick pic, you know?
I don't want those.
The new slow set is like sending pics to each other on your fucking phone.
Yeah, Jesus.
But anyway, we were talking about, I had a lot of messages the last 2 weeks. I don't know why. There's been a lot of messages about people asking, you know, can men and women be friends? Which I wasn't thinking that it would be much of a topic, except that then like last week, Akira Kelly on News Talk was having like a whole discussion about wives telling their husbands that they couldn't be friends with like somebody at work or something.
Yeah.
And I thought that the immediate response would be everybody be like, well, tell your wife to fuck off. Like, you're allowed to have friendships. But actually, a lot of the messages that came in were like, oh yeah, no, sure, you can't be having female friendships, you know? So I thought it would be an interesting topic.
Yeah, I'm not married or in a long-term relationship, so...
Well, you don't know. You're allowed to just have opinions. You don't have to just personalize it.
But I mean, yeah, look, I think that's unfair. I think that you should be
allowed What's unfair?
I think you should be allowed to have... It'd be like, say, I think you should be allowed to have female friends if you're a guy, and I think a girl should be allowed to have male friends. Because it'd be like saying, like, if it turned out in a year that I was like, actually, I am a lesbian, would that mean all of a sudden I can't be friends with my girlfriends? No, it doesn't mean I'm fucking attracted to all of them. I'm just attracted to some women.
Yeah, okay. So let's step
that's
back.
That's my take on it.
So let's just step back for a sec. Before we get into the friendships when you're in a relationship, the classic from When Harry Met Sally is, you know, men and women can never be friends. You know, how do you feel about that?
No, we can be friends. I don't agree with that at all. Some of my best friends are guys.
But and there's never any sexual, you know, there's never any sexual tension.
The reason why some of my best friends who are guys is because I have zero sexual attraction to them.
But there you go.
Yeah, I wouldn't make, I wouldn't.
So can you be friends with somebody you're attracted to?
Oh, if you're attracted to them sexually, then it's different. It's not, you have different motives. But if you're not attracted to them.
Yeah, I know, but I think that's the bigger.
Yeah, but just because you see, right, let's say you see your husband, John, and he's friendly.
No, no, let's just step, just stay away from that just for a sec.
Okay.
Let's just talk about, you know, can you be friends with somebody you're attracted to?
Do you think you can be friends with someone you're attracted to?
I think it's difficult, you know, because there's always like a tension. In my lifetime, I think that anytime I've had a friendship with somebody where there's like a sexual tension, it goes one way or the other. Either we get together or the friendship, you know, dissipates.
Yeah.
You know, and I think of those scenarios over the years, and it usually ends up, you know, I'm trying to think. Yeah, it usually ends up like a romantic involvement, or perhaps they meet somebody else or you meet somebody else and the friendship dissipates.
Yeah.
It's very hard when there is a sexual. I think it's difficult when there is a, you know, a sexual tension. And I also think that, you know, unrequited love, you know, a sense where it's not coming back, that you want it and it's not coming back, it can be just too frustrating. Yeah. Especially then if you're like listening to them talking about meeting some guy, or, you know, they're talking about their dates, like it fucking eat you up inside.
Yeah.
You know, and then you get that, you know, you get that scenario where you're like, I don't think he's great, that guy.
that's not a friendship. That's kind of,
I don't think he's good for you.
Yeah, but you're going in there with alternative motives.
Well, that's the hope. That's the conversation. The conversation is it possible?
Oh yeah, but in this specific where you're saying sexual, I do think maybe you can get past the sexual attraction and be friends afterwards. Do you not think that you can kind of just be like, oh, that was just a crush and they were just friends?
It hasn't happened for me now, I have to say.
Yeah.
You know, the only time where I semi get past it is the odd scenario where I had not super intense romantic involvement that stops for whatever reason, but we remain friends, sort of. But there's always like that sort of joking about the past, and, you know, it's always there a bit. But I can't think of a scenario where I like when I think of my female friends today, none of them are, you know, people that like I was attracted to and it faded.
I'm trying to think, like, have I had, well, there was that guy I already mentioned that I'd asked out a few years ago and we stayed friends afterwards. But just, so there's someone who already has a joke about, and the joke, I can't remember who it is, it's a famous comedian, but anyway, the joke is, if you want to stop liking someone, just get to know them. And that was kind of with this situation with this guy. Once I got to know him, I was like, oh wait, we're way better as friends. So in that case, I had a sexual attraction at the start, but then I got to know his personality and I was like, oh yeah, I'd rather have him as a friend. That wasn't somebody I would date. So yeah, I think you can, but I guess it really depends on the person.
And I have always found that women have great intuition about a lot of things, but I've always found that they don't have a great intuition. Well, not always, but sometimes they lack the intuition to realize when one of their quote unquote friends really wants to fuck them.
Yeah, I definitely lack that because I've had people say it before and I've been like, no. And then when I've gotten into a relationship, those guy friends have not been around. They've disappeared.
Because I remember years ago, I was going out with somebody, but it was long distance and she had just moved to London. And, you know, she was telling me about this guy she was hanging out with. And, you know, like after a couple of times, I was like, you know, this guy's like trying to hit on you. And she's like, no, honestly, like, he's just a nice guy. And I was like, no, listen, I'm not jealous, but like, just so you know, like, it's clear as day, this guy is going to try to fuck you. And she was like, no, you're just being paranoid. Honestly, he's just a nice guy. And then like 2 weeks later, she was like, oh my God, you were right. He fucking tried to have sex with me last night. I was like, well, of course it's fucking like, what are you, fucking stupid?
Yeah.
You know, like it's very common.
Yeah, it's hard though, because you're like, I guess maybe it's a modesty thing as well. You don't want to be presuming everybody's trying to fuck you. So you're like, of course they would just want to be my friend.
It's probably more common than you think. Like, it's probably,
it can be quite disappointing.
It's the smarter assumption is to think that odds on they're trying.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's my opinion. You know, more often than not, they probably want to, you know? That's why it's harder to be friends with when there's a sexual attraction there, I think.
Yeah. I guess as well, like, if you're, it depends as well how long you've had the friend. Like, so that guy is like a new friend and you're like, she's like, oh, he's just trying to be a friend, but he's new. It's not someone you've known for years. It's not someone like, what? Yeah. You kind of then have to question if it's just.
No, I know, but
like
the ones new. You know for years are fucking. The ones you know for years, there's no sexual attraction.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, that's, yeah.
You know, and then the exes, you know, every now and then you have like a friendship with an ex. That's like pretty good friendship, you know?
Yeah.
And like they like they don't care. Like I remember one time I have this kind of like ex, but we were never like properly together. But, you know, she's an ex. And she's in Australia. And, you know, she had a boyfriend. You know, and so I met this girl in Australia and I think I told her I met this girl like last night or something. And she was a fucking incredible, this girl that I'd met. But the next night I was having dinner with my ex, you know, and when I'm in Australia, I hang out with her a lot, like not together, just hanging out. And we fucking bump into this girl in the fucking restaurant. And the girl, like, she kisses me on the cheek, but then she also, like, touches my face, like, during the conversation. And my ex, like, when she was sitting down, she was like, actually, do you know what? I'm actually not cool with fucking seeing you with other women. She, like, admitted it. She was like, nah, sorry. That fucking drove me nuts.
Yeah, well, look, at least she admitted it. At least
admitted it, like, in fairness. We had a good friendship in that sense, you know? But the thing is that, you know, all the stuff that's, like, absent in same-sex friendships or, like, you know, friendships that have no sexual attraction, you know, they're fucking in the way when there is something, you know?
Yeah.
And everybody knows the friend that fucking hangs around like a lost puppy dog fucking you know, like quietly in love with somebody. It's fucking torture.
Well, that's why back to, you should just ask them out and get it over with. Get your rejection so that you can move on because you need it.
I know, but the question is like, yeah, does the friendship continue? I don't know, you know? I don't know if the friendship continues.
It just depends on the person and their strength and if they can. And yeah, so again, like, I guess when I say men and women can be friends, I'm thinking of my men friends, my guy friends. I've had friends for years.
I mean, I definitely think men and women can be friends. But, you know, I don't have a ton of female friends, you know, that are like my mates, you know?
Yeah.
I still lean more on like the guys for like the crack. But I do have some female friends. But definitely not as much on the sort of, you know, call up to chat about life. I tend to lean more on the guys for that.
Yeah, I guess I've like two female best friends, but I've one guy friend as well, and he would definitely, but he would call up about like, but you know, our relationship has been an issue for both of our ex, you know, his ex girlfriend.
Yes. Well, let's get into that now then.
Oh yeah. So this is, we've been friends for years, and my ex boyfriend, the most recent one, that was a constant issue.
Well, of course, we were expecting that from Boris.
I know. And then,
I mean, Boris was always going to be controlling, jealous.
Yeah.
Type.
And then same for his ex-girlfriend. Actually, we weren't, me and my friend, we weren't seeing each other as much because she hated me. And it was always very nice to her. It was all in her head. Now, in fairness, like the most recent time we saw each other, his cousin was there. So it was a big group of us out for an event. He was doing filming a late night set. And so we were all there, and she's an ex now, but the girlfriend didn't come into the backstage. She was out watching the show, but she told his cousin to keep an eye on me, that I'm always all over him.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, and then he told me afterwards, he was like, that my cousin was like, no, she's just friendly and nice. And she was like, it was actually good because she had heard all these like, that I'm such a flirt and that I'm just all over him and that I'm in love with him and all this stuff. So then she was like watching us and she was like, no, that's not at all. They're just friends. So, but you're one just, you know, and I was always nice to her when I met her and stuff, but it's just, you know, you can't stop the demons in your head, I guess. It's a pee, like, because...
Yeah, it surprised me in this Keira Kelly show. So this guy had, you know, like a good friendship at work, and the wife was like, you have to tell this woman that you can't be friends. Otherwise, we can't, you know, it's not going to work out.
Jesus, I don't know. Like, I can understand how you might feel insecure or like worried, but don't you think then you're kind of pushing them away or making this woman forbidden fruit? I don't, like, I just... You could just be like, it's different. If he's...
Well, he did it.
He
fucking told her we can't be friends.
Yeah.
He told her we can't be friends. And, you know, like, I just think that's crazy. But what I couldn't believe was that loads of people messaged in and were like, oh, yeah, I agree. Sure, listen, you can't... If she's not comfortable with it, you can't be friends with...
No, I...
With another woman.
Yeah, I don't agree. I'm sorry.
Oh, I didn't agree at all.
I just think as well, like, I just think, you know, we're not, when I don't want to end up getting married and it being like, that's my everything. Like, you're allowed to be independent and have your own life, and you have to trust each other. And sure, like, look, he might be friends with this woman, right? He'd be good friends with her. He'd go out once a week for a drink with her, let's say. And he's friends with her. And you're worried about her. But he could be fucking randomers off Tinder. Like, do you know what I mean? Why do you, why is this?
Yeah, I know. But honestly, though, I do personally think... that if you're married or in a serious relationship, you shouldn't go for a one-on-one drink with a friend from work.
Yeah, I guess
what I actually think.
I know, and you might be putting yourself in a risky situation as well, and it makes the other person uncomfortable. No, I know what you mean. That can be. It's different for me now saying that because I'm not in a long-term relationship. So if I were in one, I might be like, oh, Jesus, I hope he's not going to fall in love with her. So
I know.
It's like a bit disrespectful. But I think what you could do is if you're like, oh, I get on well with her at work, we're all going out for drinks, like invite your wife. Bring your wife. But here, I had a friend back home and we would go for one-on-one drinks, and he had he's now married to that girl and she was fine with it. But I guess it just depends on And there was nothing between me and him. I know my ex-boyfriend at the time wasn't fine with it. He drove him mad.
But it was a pre relationship friendship though, right?
No, we became friends after. They've been together forever.
Oh really?
Yeah. So she's they have kids and everything. They're a lovely, lovely couple. But I guess she was just like, this is the way he is. He's always had girlfriends. Gets on really well with women and now he never tried anything on. There was never anything appropriate. Like, he'd send kisses and text messages and stuff. So
really,
yeah, but maybe she just kind of accepted that. Maybe she just knew, look, this is the way he is. And she would have been always welcome to come down as well to have a drink. Like, it's not like he was excluding her or anything, but yeah. And like, we'd still talk to this day. We've been friends for like maybe 10 years, but
I reckon you're actually a bit of a fucking homewrecker. I'm fucking friends with all these guys with girlfriends.
So, but she was fine with it.
We've just discovered that fucking Katie likes a bit of the fucking attention from fucking taking men.
I don't like the attention.
I tell you, man.
No, I don't.
I'd be telling that bitch to fucking keep an eye on you too.
No, she was fine with it is my point. But the other girlfriend wasn't fine with it. But it's not like, also as well, like, this other girl,
I know, but listen, just ignore that for a second. You know, I guess part of the problem is that people find it hard to be honest with themselves. You know, I do think a lot of the time that like people enjoy a flirtatious friendship outside of the home. And, you know, there is that level of it not being a problem because, you know, it's just a flirtatious friendship. But when your partner gets a whiff of that, it can be difficult, yeah. You know?
And I know like my dad's obviously in a very successful long-term relationship and he goes out with the lads the odd time, but he's not like going out with like random girlfriends from work. So I think.
No, I know, but I just think that, you know, people can sort of get, and then it brings on the second question, which is if that flirtatious friendship is giving them something, like a charge, an ego boost, you know, some sort of giddiness, is that bad? And I guess it comes back to like something Kate Sheeler would say, which is, can you take that to your partner?
Yeah.
And say, but I think it's difficult to take that to your partner.
Oh, I was going to say, do you know, like, if you can kind of be like, if someone, okay, so obviously because I bartend, people flirt with the bartender all the time, but then you're just like, oh, just feels nice. And that's grand. So if I'm in a relationship, would I not be able to bartend anymore? Because a lot of my job is kind of people flirting with you. I'm just trying to think like,
yeah, but that's, you know, that, you know, but that's like, you're not friends with these guys.
No, that's true. No, I know what you're saying. I do. I think as well, if you can just put rules in it, like you don't kind of, yeah, I don't know. And I guess if you're open with your partner and you're like, hey, I'm just going to be going for lunch with Maria. She's one of the girls from the office. I don't know. I would want to think that I'd be like, yeah, grand. Girl, Maria sounds nice. And even if they're flirting.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's different. You know, obviously to some people just can't take it. And you even mentioned the word respect. You know, like, is it disrespectful?
I guess once you're honest and you're like, if you're going behind the rack, and then if it's a kind of a flirtation, but it's never going to go past that, I don't really see what's wrong. I don't think that that's bad. I think that you can still be seen as, you know, you can still feel sexy and have another person compliment you. And like, for example, like with you, you're like successful and famous. And if you end up in a serious relationship, you know, there's going to be people after shows, you're going to flirt with you. But I guess you're saying a flirty friendship. I don't know. Just once you
but
know
that's difficult
boundaries.
That's separate. That is difficult. That is the that is something when you're in a relationship with somebody who's well known, that's a separate thing that you have to deal with, which is, you know, honestly, I had a date recently and fucking people were coming, I'm fucking trying to have fucking a conversation with this woman and people were coming up asking for fucking pictures.
Yeah,
you know. So, like, obviously it's a date, so she's not going to get, you know, jealous on the date. She's just going to get annoyed. But, like, long term, if you're in a relationship with somebody like that, you know, that, so that's like a separate issue, you know?
Yeah, I guess what?
But it is pretty fucking crazy if, like, it's quite obvious that somebody's on a date and they're still coming up looking for pictures.
I know, it's
not
crazy.
Not, you know, not that I'm complaining, but I just think, like, cause I'll take them, I don't really mind, but it's fucking embarrassing for the person that you're with, you know?
Yeah, no.
Like, one of them asked her to take the fucking picture.
It's so funny because it's like, did you ever see that episode of Friends where Joey, on every date, he pays someone to send over a bottle of champagne?
Oh, right. I mean, I've watched Friends, but I didn't realize that was it.
And he's like, I'm so embarrassed. But in this case, you're like, okay, can you stop?
Well, I just think it's funny. Like, and at one stage, like, this two guys came over. And I was like, guys, like, you think I want to take a fucking picture with you? I'm sitting here with this fucking woman.
Yeah. Where was that? Was that in Ireland?
Well, that's the only place where that's going to happen. It wasn't in fucking LA.
I'm just surprised because Irish people are usually like, oh, I don't want to ask for a photo. I don't want to embarrass them.
Where'd you get that?
I just thought that's...
What information did you base that on?
I just always feel like when I'm out with my friends and if you see someone famous or any time like that, like even friends when they're coming backstage... when I'm with you and I'm like, do you want to get a photo? And they're like, oh, I don't want to be annoying. And I'm like, you're here, you're gonna take a photo. So that's why I just thought it was, maybe it's just the people I know.
That's your friends. Yeah, no, because that was always, and listen, I'm not complaining. I don't think I'm like the most famous guy in the world, but I just think it's funny because people always, when I first moved to Ireland, people were always like, Irish people don't care. Like if Irish people saw Bono, they wouldn't care at all. It's just fucking total bullshit.
Yeah, so I guess that's the bullshit I thought was real. See, that's why nobody's coming up and trying to take my photo, Des. They just don't want to like bother me.
And you know, like I said, I'm not trying to say it in an arrogant way because I'm saying it more for the crack of like, just
I know,
like,
and look, yeah,
that people and that people could, don't care.
And that could impress the wrong date. You know, you could be there sitting there with some young one who's like wants to only date
some
you.
Star fucker.
Yeah, so she'd be like, oh, wow, this is great. Let me into my Instagrams, #I'm young, or whatever. I mean, hashtag. But I guess you were saying, can you be in a serious relationship and have a flirty friendship? And
yeah, I was just curious in a scenario. Well, because I also know that it's gonna be a real pinger for our listeners in terms of their opinions, you know?
What do you think? Like, I think if it doesn't go past the boundary of flirting, then it's fine. Like if you feel at the risk and you love your person, then maybe like walk away from it. It's not really worth it if you think like, oh, I want to have sex with this person. Like why put yourself in that? Why put yourself in that position? Like you're in a happy
position. Yeah, I mean, I think in an ideal world, it's like what the kind of ideal world that Kate Sheeler put out, if, you know, like whatever, 4 or 5 weeks ago or 6 weeks ago. Excuse me for one second.
Bless you.
I've had a sinus infection forever, but I used, when I was walking actually to get the batteries, I was using some like Vicks nasal spray. And
ooh.
I think it's made some movement in the ocean of my nose. So I apologize for the sneeze. But I think in an ideal world, it's like what she was saying, that it's totally natural. Like, because all these things are totally natural. I think the fact that we try to pretend that they're not happening is part of the problem. Like, if he loved me, he would never flirt with somebody else. It's like, fucking, then your boyfriend's not from Earth, you know?
Yeah.
Your girlfriend's not from Earth. No, I think it's natural. Like, you know, it's natural to have attractions outside of the relationship. And I think in an ideal world, you would come home. And I think that Mike Cannon was saying it too, right? You know, that he might come back and sort of say, oh my God, this girl after the show fucking was like leaning into me with the picture with the fucking tits on me. And it was fucking driving me nuts. You know, and I think that's the better way, you know, to just be able to take it home and just say, I was flirting. It was exciting. And I just wanted to let you know. That's the ideal world.
I agree with you, actually.
What?
But you think what?
Well, what were you going to say?
Well, I was going to say Tori Piskin has a really what she would do with her ex-boyfriend. They were together for 4 years, but she liked when people would flirt with him. So they would go to a bar and she would sit away and watch like hot women come up and flirt with him. And then she would come over and be like, this is my boyfriend. And then they would get off on it. And she liked people. So if you could have that mindset of
But the thing is that she's a rat, you know, she's present for that. She's in control of that.
I guess that's true. But I mean, even if you take away from that, having the mindset that, of course, other people are going to find your partner attractive and you should kind of want them to. You should be like, look how hot my person is.
Yeah, but what I was going to say was, outside of the ideal world, it's difficult because, you know, some people have a partner that they know that they can't take that to because it will, you know, it will drive them nuts. And then also, some people are, you know, like some people don't want to bring it home because they want to keep it safe so that they can maintain the flirtation. And obviously you're getting into the realm of deception then, which is negative. But those are the things I think that, you know, begin to drive the behavior, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. It's so hard. It's so hard because... And then again, it all depends on, it's easy for me to be like, oh yeah, it'd be grand, but it depends on what person you're dating too and what sort of relationship you have.
Yeah. And I mean, I think it's crazy. I thought it was crazy what I heard on the radio, you know, that she was like, you can't be friends. And then he had to tell her. That's fucking awful.
It's embarrassing. For the wife, is she not like, I'd always want to come across as like, oh, I don't mind at all. I'd probably like make the girl,
there's a lot of, you know, well, there's a lot of controlling partners, you know,
on
both sides. And I do think that, unfortunately, the control thing for men manifests first with jealousy and then severe jealousy and rage. And then, you know, the extreme side of that is violence, you know? And I think on the female side, you know, it manifests itself obviously also in the jealousy and the control. And then I think the abuse side tends to often be more emotional abuse rather than physical abuse because it's more effective.
Yeah.
But, you know, some people are in those types of relationships. And I personally would consider, you know, that to be a bit of a symptom of that, you know, when they're suggesting that you have to tell this woman that you can't be friends.
Yeah, you know, I just think as well, like kind of how that's not like, I don't know, it's not like a, but then, well, so then you have these people, and I've seen this before where, let's say that example where the wife's like, you can't be friends with them. There's these people, you'll date them and they have no friends. And then so then they make judgments on your friends because they don't have any. So there's not an equal. Does that make sense? Like, I wonder.
I don't know. I didn't get that.
Like for the wife, does she not have guy friends? Does she not?
Well,
have...
you know, that's the, unfortunately, we don't have that info.
Yeah.
But I've seen relationships where one of the two pulls the person away from their life. And like that is definitely bad. You know, I think
it's very bad.
Relationships work way better when each of them has their own life. We talked about that before with the, you know, the O's and the eights and all that. But like, it's definitely better when you have your own life. I mean, I've never been in a relationship. I didn't fucking want the woman to have her own life. It's like, get the fuck away from me,
please.
I know, you
don't want them annoying you the whole time. Like, go off and get a hobby.
What's that?
You don't want them annoying you the whole time because like, it's important to have space, time apart. You can't be just like...
Yeah, but you know, you get those controlling relationships on either side. It's tough, you know?
Yeah, it is. It is.
It's difficult, you know? You get them checking your pulse and stuff, you know?
I know. God, that's probably why I don't want to ask the guy out because I'm so traumatized from the last relationship.
But then the other thing that always I just fucking red flag is when a woman says, I just find it hard to be friends with a man. Most of my friends are guys.
Yeah.
I'm like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
Now, I get it. Maybe some women, I don't want to offend any woman that's listening that identifies with that. Maybe you had very negative relationships with women. Maybe you were bullied heavily when you were younger. I'm not completely dismissing it. But I do also think that sometimes when a woman says, oh yeah, I just prefer to be friends with guys, it's because it's more challenging to be friends with a woman, really. You're friends with a guy, you know, often, it, you know, there's a flirtatious energy. You know, there's just certain things that a guy is not going to challenge you on. You know, I think it's an easier ride in a way. So I feel like they're hiding something, or they're I feel like there's possibly like something negative driving that.
Well, also as well, it can be, and I might be very wrong on this, but it could be as well that girls think that guys find that hot, like, oh, I'm such a guy's girl. And then when you're like wanting to go watch the football with all your lads, they're like, oh, but I like lads too. And then they can kind of be in your space the whole time, you know. So that's, I've seen that before, but I agree with you as well. Like, I don't see why, like, yeah, I love women.
No, I know, but you know that, do you know these girls that I'm talking about?
No, I do, but I do think that's, you know, you'd even see some of the guys would show me some girls' photos on Tinder, and it's like, I'm a guy's girl. I just love hanging around with guys, eating pizza and watching football. And I think that's because they think that's what guys want to hear, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's that, but I also think there's that woman that, you know, struggles in female friendships and, you know, flourishes in male friendships.
Oh, yeah, no.
That's what I'm talking about. You know,
I do know what you mean. Because
the energy then is very much like guys kind of like, I mean, not always wanting to fuck them, but there's just that, you know, that energy that they can feed off, you know?
No, I know exactly what you mean. And I'm even thinking of a situation in my head once where I knew a girl like that. And I'm like, oh yeah, that's it completely. So, yeah.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about the girls that are like, oh yeah, I'm just one of the guys with the football. I don't mean that.
Oh, I thought you meant like when they're like just doing it to be like to seem hot or whatever. Because sometimes
no.
But now I know what you mean. No, I completely know what you mean. Yeah, no, that's yeah. So that yeah, that's a whole different ball game. Oh
my God. That's what I'm talking about. That's why I was saying it's a red flag.
Yeah, I remember. I
was oh no, I find that I don't really have girlfriends. I just have guy friends.
Yeah, I was part of a group of guys, and there was another girl came into the group, and she was like kind of flirting with everybody and sleeping with everybody. And I was definitely more like, I had a boyfriend the whole time, so I wasn't like, but anyway, she used any excuse to kind of have a fight with me. And eventually I was just like, I'm just going to disappear from the group. But I think
she bumped you out.
Yeah. And it was, look, these things happen, but it definitely was, she liked, it was like being a queen, and they would answer at her every, let's go where she wants to go. Let's go, you know. And it was, she didn't have any girlfriends there, and kind of. But yeah, so that's the only situation I've seen of that, really.
Yeah, I'm curious to know what women think about that. Yeah. Curious to know what our listeners think about that. We've given, I think there's a lot of stuff in this for people to, you know, make comments about.
Yeah, message us in, please.
What?
I said message us in, please. But my voice went really low.
Your voice got low there. What happened?
I think it was like breathing and talking at the same time.
All right. No, I just got paranoid.
No, just said DM us, I guess. DM us. Love being DM'd.
You love the DMs? Well, they're going to fucking ramp up because I'm on the late next Friday.
Oh, great. I wish I want to be on the late. That's so cool. My dad will be watching you.
It's not that cool, Katie.
That's cool.
It's not that cool.
It's cool.
Well, it's on the potential list of things to talk about the shift.
Good. Do. Yay.
I mean, the main body is to talk about my mom because I'm promoting Mia Mama.
It's great.
But I'm hoping that we talk about the shift.
Cool. I hope so.
You know, I don't want to give too many of the secrets away about how these late interviews work, but I'll have a fair idea of like what way the conversation's going, you know?
Yeah.
And then I'll be trying to drive it myself also, you know?
I was at New York Comedy Club the other night, and someone asked me, they're like, what does shift mean? And I was like, well, I thought it meant, when I was like, when we started the podcast, I was under the illusion that shift meant kiss. And Dez says it means sex. And then
no, I did not say that.
Oh.
Incorrect.
Never mind. Well, then what Amy said isn't as funny anymore.
Yeah, I did not say that.
Oh, I thought you said that to me. I thought you said like hooking up.
No.
Oh,
but
so
hooking
it
up,
mean kissing.
Yeah. But hooking up is not having sex.
Oh, okay, okay.
Like in solely, but no. But I definitely, I thought the conversation was that somebody else told you it means having sex, and I said no.
Oh, okay. I must remember that wrong. Never mind.
But I also don't think it's just kissing, you know.
Yeah, see, to me, it was always just kissing growing up.
No, I mean, it meant like, you know, like you're shifting somebody, you can like little tit and drop the hand.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, so where I grew up, it was just kiss.
You think it was just kiss, or is that just in your head?
No, I think, like, when people say I got the shift, maybe I just always thought it was just kissing. But yeah. But anyway,
so what happens then if you're shifting and he fucking touches your tits?
Then he touched my tit.
I think shifting is just, it was a little broader than I think you thought.
Okay, but well, that still fits.
I would never say to somebody, I got the shift last night, to let them think that I had sex.
Okay.
Then you got the ride, you know?
Yeah, the ride.
Did you get the ride?
I love teaching people here slang. I was teaching someone about the ride and they were like, oh, I'd love some ride. And I was like, no, that's not right. Just don't say it.
What?
It sounds weird.
Oh, I'd love some rides.
I was like teaching them Irish slang, and then a few days later they text me, they're like, I'd love some ride. I was like, no, it's not how you say it.
I'd love to get the ride.
Yeah, but I guess when I was saying to Amy at the club, I was saying like, oh, I thought it meant kissing, and Des was saying it means sex, so I obviously had that wrong. But then she goes, and that's the difference between you and Des Bishop.
I know, but it's just not true.
Now I'll have to go back tomorrow night when I'm there. I'll go back and correct myself. And I'm like, it wasn't Des. Never mind.
Yeah, I mean, I can't remember the exact conversation, but
I have to go over.
I didn't independently think shifting was just kissing, but shifting to me was always like those initial interactions. But you know, like, you don't really shift somebody in the bedroom, I guess.
Yeah, I always thought it was just like when you're out on a night out and you kissed. And then the other stuff, I guess nobody really, we don't have slang for boob touching. And I guess dropping the hand.
Well, I would consider like a, you know, the general package of sort of more youthful making out, you know, to be shifting. But I'm open to correction.
Oh, and actually, sorry as well, shift, it wasn't called shift where I grew up. I'm just thinking of Lomford when I would go down on the weekends. It was called meet, like I met him last night.
Really?
That was when you were like 13. Yeah, I was like, oh, I met him last night, and that meant kissing.
And oh, then yeah. Well, when you're 13, shifting means kissing, you know?
Yeah.
Getting a fucking hand job and fucking, I remember one time, fucking hand jobs. This is so funny, like thinking about hand jobs. I remember one time I met this girl. I'm not going to name her, you know, but this was, I was in boarding school, like, I was in fourth year, so I was in, like, fifth year, and I met this girl. We fooled around once. I'm not going to say anything. I don't want to give away too much details, you know, because it's just, like, fucking, Wexford's so fucking small. Like, you say one too many bits of fucking evidence, and suddenly people can fucking narrow it down.
Yeah.
But I met her once in a scenario where we fooled around, which was fun. And then we arranged to meet like during the week for another fucking shifting session. And we ended up like in this like sort of like dead area behind the train station, which of course none of those, like most of those areas are like gone now, like developed. And we're just like lying in the grass, fucking fooling around. And then she gives me a hand job. I just think it's just like, it was the most amazing thing, but it was just like that was like that's what it was leading up to the whole time. Like, you can fucking give me a hand job outside the fucking grass. I tell you, man, I missed the innocence of youth.
Yeah, it was just easier,
so much better, man. And like, I guess that's still happening. I was 16. I think 16 year olds nowadays are like moving beyond the hand job, who knows?
They're blowing, that's what I hear.
I know, Jesus Christ. I mean, I can't even remember. I mean, like, I lost my virginity when I was 14. I didn't have sex again until I was 18. I'm trying to think if I got a fucking blowjob in the interim.
I had sex quite younger than you, but I had been in a relationship for a long time, so.
Younger than 14?
No, younger than you. Oh, you said you had sex when you were 14?
That's what I just said.
Oh, sorry. And then I misheard you, and I forgot you've told me that before. Yeah, I was 15. It was a month before my 16th, so it's not too bad.
Yeah, no, but I'm just trying to think if between 14 and 18, when I moved to Ireland, and 18, did I actually get a blowjob? I actually don't fucking think I did.
Yeah, I can't even.
It's a barren fucking 4 years, I can tell you. I mean, I got a couple of hand jobs, but fucking Ireland.
Hey, you were just in the wrong county, okay?
Fuck, no, I was in the wrong fucking generation.
Yeah, yeah, true that.
Fucking Gen X, the forgotten generation, man. We're the fucking last generation to get hit, and fucking we're never going to be able to fucking hit our kids. We can't pass it on. Ripped off.
I'm so sorry.
It's all right. So, I better go.
Yeah, I think that's good.
Yeah, well, that's it. We're going to go. We're not going to discuss it yet because we're still on it, you know? We're not doing our postmortem until we sign off.
Our postmortem? Oh, right. No. Sorry. I understand.
No, because you just sort of say, I think that's good. Like you were going to express some sort of.
No. I was just saying that to like the people listening. Like, well, I was literally going to go, that's all, folks. And I was like, what am I fucking Bugs Bunny?
I didn't plug any shows. There's no shows to plug, really.
Mine's just the same.
I meant to plug it at the front. Everyone's plugging at the front. But anyway, guys, you got to start buying tickets for Me and Mama. It's Christmas time.
Buy
some tickets for Me and Mama. It's going to be good. You know, I've tried out a couple of bits like lately, just the last few shows. I've tried out bits. And they really work. Like they work independently outside the context of like, hey, we're doing a show about my dead mom. And I'm pretty happy with how it's going. So everybody get tickets to Mia Mama. And if any of our American listeners, or actually, we've bumped up, you know, on outside of Ireland listeners because 3.2 million people watched the period sex routine. And then I ripped that audience and did a fucking Facebook ad, targeted at the people that had watched that video. And, so anybody out there that's listening, not from Ireland. Well, the only place I'm not in Ireland doing shows is in New York around Christmas time and Las Vegas, December 16th to December 23rd. If you happen to be around there, come and check it out. What do you got going on, Katie?
I'm at New York Comedy Club every week. So.
Oh, just, are you?
Well, I have been for a while, but I never know what good day until the night of or like a couple of days before. But I post it on my Instagram. So whatever I'm doing, I post on my Instagram. On my stories.
At Katie Boyle Comic.
Yeah, that's it.
So I'm at Des Bishop. Oh, and I'm on TikTok. Des Bishop 5. Four fuckers got there before me.
Oh, I got TikTok, but I haven't used it yet. So it's just Katie
Boyle. I had
Boyle
a good
comic
one. I have like 100,000 views on one about my Dublin accent.
Yeah, just TikTok's mad. Like people can blow up on that.
Yeah, well, we'll see how it goes. You know, it's very. The quality is low.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people just doing like the same thing.
Yeah. I saw that one of my brother and sisters were showing me it. And I was like, but that's just the same thing. Oh, that's the same.
Yeah,
oh,
everyone's just doing the same thing.
Same songs. So, yeah. But look. Whatever,
now look whatever at me. And then you do the change. Anyway, I'm on TikTok, Des Bishop 5. Want to check that out.
I'm Katie Bull Comic on everything.
And next week we'll be back together, Katie.
Oh, yeah, we will. And in the meantime, go ask the people out you like. And if you get rejected, that's fine. Just text us and be like, you know, it'll be good for you. It'll be good for your soul.
So just do it. Feel the fear and do it anyway.
Yeah.
All right, everyone. Have a good day.
Love yous. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.